Mr. Dixon cleared his throat a little. I guess I'd been quiet for too long again.
"Tomorrow afternoon will be fine," he said. "Would that suit you?"
"Say something, Agent Song.
Anything, stall for time."
Sir, I said. It came out a little squeaky.
"Sir, it isn't just me, it's my friend, too. We're doing the project together. My friend Patrick."
"Teamwork," Mr. Dixon said.
"That's fine. But you go on now and ask your mama or your daddy. I need to make sure it's all right by them."
Gack! Somehow I'd ended up saying yes by saying hardly anything at all. "Yes, sir, I'll go right now." I went into the living room. "Mom, it's Mr. Dixon. He has a mulberry tree. He saw one of our flyers. He says we can go over to his house tomorrow if it's all right with you."
My mom nodded.
"Tell him I'll be coming with you."
"Oh, Mom!" I groaned. She lowered her chin at me.
"Julia, you are not going to a stranger's house by yourself."
"I won't be alone. I'll be with Patrick." She shook her head. "If you want to go, I'm going with you. That's final."
So I went back to Mr. Dixon on the phone and told him it would be me and Patrick and my mom coming over.
"That's fine," he said again. "Tomorrow around 4 o'clock or so, I'm at 157 Grant Street, off Orchard Drive, back of the school."
157 Grant Street," I repeated. 4 o'clock will be perfect, sir. Thank you."
"Bye for now, Julia," he said. "See you tomorrow."
I hung up. Agent Song reporting. Mission failure.